whole farm is built on this blacktop. There were about 3 feet of wood chips brought in that have decomposed, and then the rows are all soil and compost, and we make some of our own compost too. That's actually what's in these piles, even though they're totally covered in weeds. And then, yeah, we try to produce enough. I mean, right now the CSA is 230 people every week, but we're not like, it's not all from this farm, but we buy from other farmers. And then like, but sometimes it's like half from our farm, so it is kind of a lot. Tomatoes here, mostly grow these sun gold cherry tomatoes because that's just like what people like the most. They do a lot of intercropping. There's radishes growing down here and like dill growing up between the collards and stuff like that. Hi, Basil. You guys...
Hi, Basil.
Yeah, you should grab one of those flowers and just rub it on your face.
Yeah.
It's good shit. It's very refreshing. Smell it. We started using these tarps to kill off weeds and like old dead ends of crops.
Yeah.
It makes life a lot easier. Another kind of kale, blue kale here. We leave the milkweed as much as possible so the butterflies can get it. I'm finishing your nugs and I'm gonna give you some cash, so. Oh shit. This is a new variety for me. This is indigo indigo cherry drop. I had a really weird season with like every way in which I tried to get tomatoes fell through.
Oh, no.
But I just have a very random problem. These beds we just pulled garlic out of, so we planted them last November and then just harvested them. So we're gonna prep them and reseed them. But you can see like back there everything was maybe like 2 feet off the blacktop, and here it's like, you know, barely a foot.